It was after the drug Vioxx was pulled from the shelves that the FDA scheduled 3 days of hearings on the subject of drug safety. Those meetings start tomorrow. Advisors to the FDA will review data on the remaining drugs in a class known as COX-2 inhibitors. They'll also look at other painkillers, including naproxen. The fear is that the drugs could lead to heart attacks and strokes. NPR's Richard Knox reports revelations about these drugs have angered and confused arthritis patients and their doctors.
Wally Rubin is on his lunch break. He's 80 years old, but he still likes to work several days a week selling luggage at a mall in suburban Boston, even though he has extensive arthritis.
Name a joint. Just about every joint bothers me.
Rubin is among millions of patients who used to rely on Vioxx. It's one of three COX-2 drugs that racked up sales of more than $5 billion a year until recently. Last fall, the maker of Vioxx took it off the market when a study showed Vioxx doubled the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Now, Wally Rubin has mixed feelings about Vioxx.
When I was on Vioxx, I really didn't know how much it helped. But since I've been off it, I realized that it helped a great deal. Vioxx was the best drug that this doctor had put me on. And I was on that for quite a while, until I had a stroke.
Rubin says there's no way to know if his stroke was related to Vioxx. Still, he's upset with his former arthritis specialist.
I was angry at him, and I still am, because there were rumblings of some of the bad side effects of Vioxx, and he never gave me the choice of continuing to take it or not take it.
Rubin thinks the basic problem is with the FDA.
I think that before the FDA approves a drug, it needs much more extensive research to see what the possible effects could be 3, 4, 5 years out.
Rubin's new arthritis specialist is Daniel Solomon of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Solomon says patients don't realize how incomplete a picture the FDA has before it approves new drugs.
When a patient says, gee, I wish all the risks were clear when a drug went on the market, I think that would be ideal, but unfortunately, drugs are studied often in relatively small groups of patients, taking the drug for relatively short periods.
So risks sometimes remain hidden until millions of more typical patients use new drugs over long periods of time. That's what happened with COX-2 drugs. There's been a cascade of revelations on the other COX-2 still on the market, Celebrex and Bextra. As the upcoming FDA hearings will show, there's sharp debate about whether those drugs raise the risk of heart attacks and strokes and whether they should be kept on the market. But one thing is coming clear. There were strong hints years ago that COX-2 drugs might cause heart and blood vessel problems. Dr. Jerry Avorn of Harvard Medical School says the right studies just weren't done to pin down those risks.
Those studies could have been done as early as 2000 and 2001, and we could have had the answer by 2002 if either the companies had come forward to do the studies themselves or if FDA has said, look, there's a worrisome signal here, you've got to do a clinical trial to get to the bottom of it, and neither of those happened.
Even the studies that were done on the supposed advantages of COX-2s were inconclusive. The drugs appear to avoid the heartburn associated with other painkillers, but it's not clear they avoid stomach bleeding over the long haul. And COX-2s may or may not be better at relieving pain. That varies from patient to patient. Doctors say many arthritis sufferers can do well on other drugs. But for those who don't, Dr. Elizabeth Tyndall hopes the FDA will keep a COX-2 drug on the market with new cautions. She's president of the American College of Rheumatology. Tyndall thinks some patients would come back to these drugs despite the risks.
It's just the pain is such a driving force, and I think that has also gotten lost in the translation, that chronic pain that impacts every single day of your life and everything you try to do is really awful.
What doctors and patients really need, she says, are new studies that help define who's at risk and what's a safe dose. But with sales of COX-2 drugs declining, it's far from clear who would pay for those expensive studies. Richard Knox, NPR News.